Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I actually thought we had a solution. I know we started to move very quickly, but if we could move back one round, the suggestion made by the Russian Federation to change, to move the taking into account clause into paragraph 26 and reconnect them was very quickly made while we still had an earlier text on the screen that I think had actually addressed both the Cuban and the Pakistan delegations concerns. So if we could just put that on the screen, I thought we had agreement. And again, what you're doing in paragraph 26 is you're setting the context for the decision that will then be described in paragraph 26 bis. You are using the Russian shorter version. You're taking into account paragraph 1, which addresses the Pakistan delegation's concerns because it has the full references to both decisions 1 of the 6th review conference and decision 1 of the 5th review conference. And then it takes note of the specific GGE recommendation. So 26, the purpose of that paragraph is to orient the report around the decisions that had been made in those documents that continue to provide relevant guidance. And then 26 bis includes the clause that's important to the delegation of Cuba. And frankly, from our delegation's perspective, we think it's worth emphasizing. We're recalling a rule that governs the ongoing work of the CCW. We do not need the bracketed text at that point, so you can delete it there. You can delete that. You can delete the longer version at 26. That can go. You can, yeah. And so I think there we have it. I think at the moment that was on the screen, that to our delegation's in our delegation's view, had addressed the concerns that had been stated by the two relevant delegations, the delegation of Pakistan and the delegation of Cuba. So I think, unless they tell me differently, that would address their concerns. And if that's so, I think we can move on. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.